Ha huagestig ri CGSF, nached poing aun FM, Crowley vo Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And of course, that means I'm Daffodil.
Yes, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week as I take a break from my celebrity bowling YouTube blitz.
You are such a strange little man.
Hey, come on. Celebrity bowling. It's on YouTube. I'm on the episode where Roy Rogers and Don Adams teams up to go against Bob Newhart and George Foreman. Bowling!
Yes, and you need to also put some time context on that.
Oh, yeah, it was 1971. But, you know, the whole thing is, how often do you see Don Adams and George Foreman bowling?
On the same team.
They were the opposite teams. But you know what I mean? On the same episode. I'm just getting into this thing. It's really cheesy. That's why I like it. Right?
Of course, because we're Cheese Please, and we like everything that's cheesy.
Yes.
Not just music, everything.
Everything. And speaking of cheesy on the show this week, we have a safety record that was put together for children as an alien visits Earth and warns you of all the dangers out there.
It's enough to make you want to leave the planet.
And on the celebrity slip-up this week, Archie Bunker actually sings the lyrics to the end theme of All in the Family.
I bet you didn't know there were lyrics.
There are lyrics. I think he wrote them, actually. Well, Carol O'Connor wrote them, not Archie Bunker.
Well, you know, Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker, same.
Yeah, sort of. Same actor, different characters. Never forget
that. That's a
good point. Yes. And starting off the show this week, we get to, how shall I put it, a little innuendo-ish with folk songs of the early 1960s?
There are just certain ways you can present a lyric that maybe make you think you're singing about something else.
You could say that. Coming up shortly, we have Making Hay by the Travelers. I'm sure that's very thrilling for all the cows that will eat the hay, but, you know.
I'm not entirely sure that's what they're talking about, but anyway.
Okay. But we're starting off with Out After Beer, right here on...
Yes, once again, it is Cheese Please.
There was a wealthy old farmer man, one day he went out after beer. There was a wealthy old farmer man, one day he went out after beer. One day he went out after beer. One day he went out after beer, after beer, after ups, that's all, tra la la la. One day he went out after beer. A handsome young student came riding by, saw the farmer's fair wife. A handsome young student came riding by, he saw the farmer's fair wife. While the old man was out after beer, the old man was out after beer, after beer, after ups, that's all, tra la la la, the old man was out after beer. He gave her a hug and he gave her a kiss, he gently patted her cheek. He gave her a hug and he gave her a kiss, he gently patted her cheek. While the old man was out after beer, the old man was out after beer, after beer, after ups, that's all, tra la la la, the old man was out after beer. The farmer was hiding behind the door, he saw the two making love. The farmer was hiding behind the door, he saw the two making love. They thought he was out after beer, they thought he was out after beer, after beer, after ups, that's all, tra la la la, they thought he was out after beer. He picked the student up by the neck and he threw him out of the door. He picked the student up by the neck and he threw him out of the door. And then he went out after beer. And then he went out after beer, after beer, after ups, that's a tra la la la. And then he went out after beer. Now the moral for for students is mainly this, just look behind the door. The moral for students is mainly this, just look behind the door. While the old man is out after beer, the old man is out after beer, after beer, after upsatsat, la 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 la, the old man is out after beer. The moral for farmers is mainly this, all others please listen to me. The moral for farmers is mainly this, all others please listen to me. When out after beer, take your wife. When out after beer, take your wife, take your wife, take her out, sa sa, tra la la la. When out after beer, take your wife. When out after beer, take your wife. When out after beer, take your wife, take your wife, take her out, sa sa, tra la la la. When out after beer, take your wife.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
There she was. There he was.
And we were worlds away.
And prong the whole day long, we both were making hay. And there she was, and there I was, and we were worlds away. But dark would come, and we'd drive home, and I'd not have to say. And there she was, and there I was, and we were worlds away. And there she was, and there I was, and we were worlds away. But when I stood beside the road to help her up ahead, my hopes dropped like a bale of hay. Her mother came instead. So I sat in the driver's seat, she sat on the hay. And there she was, and there I was, and we were worlds away.
And there she was, and there I was, and we were worlds away.
I shyly said, I've just wondered if worst comes to the worst, and we're hit by a motor truck, my mother will die first.
So she switched to the driver's seat, her mother to the hay. And there she was, and there I was, and we were well away.
And there she was, and there I was, and we were well away. And there she was, and there I was, and we were well away.
Cheese Please, with the Travelers of Making Hay, and before that, Out After Beer. On the show this week, taking a look at the early 1960s folk scene of music that had a few overtones there.
True.
To say the least, but still pretty harmless. Pretty harmless. My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and here we are with the weird again.
Yes, well, not weird. This was a whole album that came out in 1981 by a Canadian artist, which includes Michael Paris, Melanie LaRue, Michelle LaRue, Michelle Gemmon, maybe? David Gemmon, Jimmy Paris, Mary Beadle, Jerry Beadle, Chris Murphitt, Paul Zaza, Frank Marone, and our good friend, of course, Waybar the Alien. And it's called Waybar Visits Earth, Safety First.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes.
Yes, and it says at the bottom of the record here, this record has been produced for the purpose of promoting good safety habits to children and making learning fun.
And the guy, Jim Paris,
okay,
is the guy who wrote it.
Okay.
And he was trying to shop it out to maybe become a film.
Really?
Yes.
Did that happen?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He did have a Christmas movie that did get picked up in 2018.
Really?
Yeah, and in 2017, there was a company that was interested in this to possibly also become a film.
Ah.
But I can't find any record that it did become.
You found more than I had ever found on it. So there we go. Daffodil the Wonderful...
However, there is
researcher.
A...
That's a new word.
32-minute YouTube out there about it.
Oh, really?
Which might just be all the songs.
Ah, well, that would explain that. But enough talk. Time to play it. Coming up shortly, we have Slippery Dippery Soap. By Waybar Michael and Friends. But we're starting off. We're going to start the whole thing off to introduce you to Waybar and how he got to Earth. And then it's called Playing on the Road. Right here on...
Cheese, please!
In another galaxy many light years away, a being from the planet Tephez stepped into a spacecraft and set forth for the planet Earth. It was a beautiful night here on Earth when the spacecraft landed in the middle of a large meadow. The unusual sound and light woke Michael from a deep sleep. Michael ran towards the spacecraft to welcome this visitor from a distant planet. Michael was the first to speak.
Hi, my name is Michael.
My name is Waybar.
Gee, it's getting kind of late, and I'm getting sleepy. I think we should go to bed now, and tomorrow I will show you some of the things that we do here on Earth.
Early the next morning, Michael introduced Waybar to his mom and dad, who were, needless to say, very surprised. After a good breakfast, Dad said,
How about taking a walk with Michael and I?
I would like that very much.
As they were walking along, Waybar, Michael, and his dad saw some little children playing on the road.
Those children shouldn't be playing on the road.
On Tephez, we do not have roads. We transport ourselves by the use of our mental powers and molecular beaming devices.
Well, Waybar, we have many cars, trucks, and buses that drive along these roads. And often, accidents occur and people are hurt very badly. Sometimes, they even die.
Little children playing on the road, playing on the road, playing on the road. Little children playing on the road, ooh, looks like trouble. Will they see the car? Will they see the truck? Playing on the road is playing with bad luck. Little children playing on the road didn't see the big truck coming. Big tractor trailer driving on the road didn't see the little children running. Little children running on the road, running on the road, running on the road. Little children running on the road, ooh, looks like trouble. Playing on the road, everything is fine. Car is coming fast, hey, will it stop in time? If the big car doesn't stop in time, that will be a bad thing. And if the children don't move in time, that will be a sad thing. Little children playing on the road, running on the road, playing on the road. Little children playing on the road, ooh, looks like trouble. Lots of fun riding on your bike. Riding on the road is something that
you like. Just remember everywhere you ride, there's a car or a big truck. You might be thinking luck is on your side. I hope that doesn't mean bad luck. Little children playing on the road, running on the road, riding on the road. Little children playing on the road, ooh, looks like trouble. Little children playing on the road, running on the road, riding on the road. Little children playing on the road, ooh, looks like trouble.
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor of the good cheese. Cheese.
Michael and his mom and dad wave goodbye to Waybar as he heads his spaceship into the star-filled sky.
Goodbye, Waybar.
Bye, Waybar.
Goodbye.
Bye, Waybar.
See you again.
Ah, he's gone.
Well, he'll be back again soon, Michael.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of Waybar as he visited Earth. What do you think, Daffodil?
Don't know what to say.
Okay. Waybar, Michael and friends, ending it off with Slippery Dippery Soap. And we started off, of course, with Playing on the Road and How It Isn't Good. From the Waybar Visits Earth album from 1981, teaching kids how to stay out of trouble and be safe. And you have one more fact about this whole album, Daffodil.
Yes. Apparently it's from 1981, as you said. It says, uncredited, but was produced by the ubiquitous 80s soundtrack composer Paul Zaza.
Ah. No, Paul Zaza is actually credited on it.
Okay.
On the back of it, I see
as
here.
As the producer?
No.
Well, he was the producer.
Ah.
Yeah. And this odd record combines trite safety lessons in verse with band and some exotic synthesizer stylings for good measure.
Yeah. Trite, you mean?
Trite.
What's that word? That doesn't sound familiar to me.
It's basically, we'll say cheesy in this context.
Oh, well, I know cheesy very well. Trite, maybe not. But I just learned something. My name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Yes, and it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Cheese, Please.
Sort of a slip-up because this guy can sing. But the funny thing is that he was a cranky old guy. From the 1970s, Archie Bunker was the character on All in the Family, but Carol O'Connor was the actor that played him.
Who was not a grouchy, cranky old man.
No, he was totally the opposite of his character he played on All in the Family, apparently. And him with Roger Kellaway got together to actually put something together for the end theme of the TV series. And Carol O'Connor actually created the words to the music that...
The lyrics. He wrote the lyrics.
Yes, he wrote the lyrics because, you know, the only thing you would ever hear on the end of the All in the Family TV show was taped before a live audience in Hollywood. But there was actually lyrics to this whole song. So we're going to play them now. Carol O'Connor put out an album in 1974-ish and included it on the album. So the song is called Remembering You. On
Cheese, Please.
Got a feeling it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I'll be lonesome, remembering you. Got a feeling the sun will be gone. The day will be long and blue. And tomorrow I'll be crying, remembering you. There's a faraway look in your eye when you try to pretend to me that everything is the same as it used to be. I see it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I can start in remembering you.
Keys, Please, with Carol O'Connor and a song you should play at a funeral, I think. Remembering You.
I don't think that's quite the right context, but anyway.
The end theme from All in the Family, a popular 70s television series. Check it out on YouTube somewhere. That's all I get to say.
It's probably running on some television channel near you.
Ending off our celebrity slip-up, my name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and once again, our tornado on the radio has reached its end.
I know, and now I can get back to watching my celebrity bowling thing that I found this morning on YouTube. I can't believe it. Stars of the 70s are actually bowling. That's just odd. And guess what, Daffodil?
What?
I have to say this. I mean, I was impressed. There's an episode with William Shatner in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Shatner bowling. That's That's just itches. You got to watch that just for the sake of, I'm going to bowl.
I don't think he...
the ball down the lane.
But he doesn't talk like that when he's not acting.
Really?
Really.
Oh, I'll have to watch and find out.
You will. You know, speaking of bowling.
Yes?
When I was a kid, my mom ran the kitchen in a bowling alley.
Okay.
So every day after school, we would go to the bowling alley and bowl for 2 hours.
Really?
Yes.
Did you run into any celebrities?
No.
Oh.
No, celebrities near the commune.
It's not good.
But I was really, really, really good at bowling.
Oh, so should we go bowling at some point?
No, because I'll beat you and then you'll cry.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. Come on. Okay, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know, it's really enthusiastic when I watch this that, you know, if they can bowl, I can bowl too, right?
This is true.
Can you teach me?
It's time to do your glove compartment thing.
Yes, we don't have the tube this week. It's glove compartment time. I do that for effect.
I know.
Anyway, we're ending off the show with this. Wendell Hall and couldn't get to it in time. I can read.
From 1924.
Like, yes. Sound like Shatner there for a minute. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please. Come back next week. There will be more On the Road shenanigans.
I feel blue through and through. Now here's the reason why. I hesitate, sit and wait. When it's too late, I cry. Oh, I couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it in time. Silliest song I ever heard. The words don't even rhyme. Tune's all wrong, half left out. Tried to find what it's all about, but I couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it in time. Oh, couldn't get to it. The clock was striking nine. Asked for a kiss, she said no. She told me right where to go, but I couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it in time. Couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it in time. I met a lady salesman. Her line was same as mine. She sold salt, she was blue. I couldn't take her, I was salt seller too. Couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it, couldn't get to it in time. Hesitate is lost, that's what I'm told. I know it's so, I'm so slow, can't even catch a cold. Oh,
sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarftoot and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarftoot and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.